There's a new study out that says that women are still faking orgasms.
Why?
Yes, the reason is because women still fake orgasms to make men feel less fragile, that they worry about their male ego, or they want to cause like sexual anxiety, you know, because if you're having sex with somebody and you are not into it, it's not them. It's literally like, it's not you, it's me. You know what I mean? Like maybe like either you're not attracted to that guy or you're just not in the mood or whatever. You don't want to make your guy feel bad is the reason they gave. So it's interesting because the study was done by 3 men. Believe it or not, and they talked to 600 women who were not faking their answers. They were actually honest in the survey, we think.
So yeah, if you get women away from their husband, boyfriend, they'll tell you the truth.
This is about women and men. I wonder if gay women fake orgasms too.
I think, well, I don't know, but because I've never had that happen to me, but.
As far as you know,
I think women fake it just to get you to go to sleep, to stop and just make it end.
I have never faked an orgasm in my life. If I'm not
never.
Into it, I'll just be never. If you know me, I'm very upfront and honest. It's your problem, not mine. So if I'm not into it or it's not working for me, I'll be like, hang on, stop. This is not going anywhere. Let's just cuddle. Let's just have ice cream. Let's watch TV. You go home. Yeah, whatever. But just stop doing what you're doing.
So I wonder if a guy has faked it with you.
How could a guy fake it? That's not possible.
You can.
You can't fake it. Either there's sperm or there isn't.
You can fake it.
No, you can't fake it. Okay, explain to me how a guy can fake it.
Just you act that way and you say, I guess. That...
And then there's no sperm.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
It's happened. I've heard from friends that they've said it's happened.
If you think that a man can fake an orgasm and a woman or another man doesn't know, then you're dumber than you think we are. You think you're faking it, but we look
could,
like if it's
could,
a con.
That could be it.
You know, I guess what you could do potentially is like pretend and then run to the bathroom and
flush the condom.
Yeah, that's probably the only way you can do it.
And say, no, baby, that was great.
Yeah. But even that, I mean, you can kind of tell afterwards, too.
No, I've heard from friends that they've said that.
Yeah.
But I've never known a woman to fake it.
But what's the point? They have. What's the point of faking an orgasm, though? Just be honest with your partner and just say, it's not working for me tonight, or I'm not into it right now. Big deal. The study found that people are so busy protecting someone else's ego or somebody, they feel like somebody else is fragile. I find that really insulting and maternalistic. It's like, I'm not fragile. It's not for you to decide if I'm fragile. You know, that's my problem, not yours. Like, if you're not into it and you stop me, And the idea that, like, men have to make a woman come, and if they don't, oh, my God, they're not manly. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Like, that's just not what sex is. Sometimes you're into it. Sometimes you're not. There's women out there that are just not orgasmic.
I just don't want to have that conversation. I don't want to talk longer than I have to. So I'm not going to ask you if you did. I just don't want to talk.
So just fake it and then everybody gets on with their life.
Exactly. Fake it and then I need something from the fridge.
So you faked it, I faked it. What's the point? Why are we even together then?
Something to do. Because I don't want to have that conversation to break up with you. I don't want conflict in my life.
Right, but wouldn't you rather be with somebody that you're attracted to and you can actually enjoy sex with and you don't have to fake orgasms? That makes me sad. Like, if you're faking orgasms with the person you're with, then you're with the wrong person. You should be able to be honest enough with the person you're with to be like, listen, I'm not good with orgasms. It's nothing personal. Or I'm not attracted to you. Let's find other partners. Like, it's very easy to do that. I just think being honest is better.
I go through most of my days avoiding conflict. And if I can avoid conflict all the time, I think that's easier than having that conversation.
All right. I like to have good sex. I don't like to have non-conflict sex. That sounds boring as hell.
The sex, you're not going to have conflict during sex. It's after the sex.
No, but it's conflict during the sex. If you're having sex with somebody and you're not orgasming and they're not orgasming, that's not good sex.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Yeah, so what? That's not the kind of sex I want to have. That's boring. I don't want boring sex. And you shouldn't have, not just you, but people listening, like whoever, you should not have boring sex in your life. You deserve better. That's how I feel.
But if you're like me and avoiding conflict and avoiding conversation and you want to get on with your life and it's just easier that way.
Just get a fleshlight and get off me.